Lesson 4, Bending Notes. Okay, it's time to get down to one of the central techniques of playing blues and taking advantage of one of the unique abilities of the harmonica, which is bending your notes. Now, on the first four holes of the harmonica, because you have a blow note and a draw note in each hole, ostensibly you should have a total of 8 notes in the first four holes of the harp. Actually, you only have 7. Because the 2-hole draw and the 3-hole blow are the same note. So you only have 7 separate pitches in the first 4 holes. Now, when you have command of your bent notes, in the first 4 holes, instead of having 7 pitches, you have 14. You've actually doubled the number of available notes because you can create 7 more notes by bending them. Now, structurally on the harp, you can bend the draw notes in the first 6 holes and the blow notes in the last 4 holes. You can't bend the draw notes on the last 4, and you can't bend the blow notes on the first 6. Your ability to bend notes is dependent on the distance in pitch between the higher note and the lower note in each hole, between the blow note and the draw note, whichever one is higher. So you can bend the higher note down in pitch in half steps to the lower note in that hole. So that's why we can bend the blow notes at the top of the harp, because those are higher than the draw notes in the same hole. And likewise, that's why we can bend the draw notes in the first 6 holes of the harp. So if there's a hole step between the pitch of the blow note and the draw note, you'll be able to get the half step by bending it. If there's a greater distance between the notes than just one hole step, then you can get all the intervening half steps, which will be available as bends. I'll demonstrate this on some of the holes that we'll talk about. So now I'm going to demonstrate where the bent notes are. First, we're going to be dealing with the draw notes. In the first hole draw, you have your natural note, and then there is one note underneath that that you can get as a bend. Here's your natural note. Here's the bend. All right. Now, in the second hole, you have your natural note, and then you have 2 bends underneath that, 2 other pitches. So here's your natural note and the 2 bends underneath it. On the third hole, you have a total of 4 notes, just in the draw on the third hole. Your natural note and 3 bends under that. In the fourth hole, you have your natural note and 1 bend. Now, in the fifth hole, you don't have a true bend. You can't bend it a half step down. You can only bend it a quarter step, because in the fifth hole, the difference between the blow and the draw is only a half a step anyway. So you can only really bend a quarter step. It's not a true full-bodied bend. You do flatten the note out some, about a quarter note. Here it is. In the sixth hole, you have 1 bend. Here's your natural note and then the bend. Now, from the seventh hole up, we can only bend the blow notes. The seventh hole is kind of like the fifth hole. You can't get a true bend, but you can flatten it a bit. In the eighth hole, you have a true bend, so there are 2 separate and distinct pitches in the eighth hole. Same thing in the ninth hole. And in the tenth hole blow, you have 3 separate pitches. Now, those are the notes that you can bend. Now, we're going to figure out how to do it.